Vayter in Shasper and Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. Picking up on Lamed Zayin Mabiz, but about the page. Four lines up from the bottom. Bishlama. We're going back to a discussion we had in Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. When it says Moshav, is it talking about any place that you dwell or in Eretz Yisrael after the 14 years when they would take possession and settle the land? As a machlokas, and we saw that was between Tanakama, we saw Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Eliezer. It makes sense to say that when it says the word Moshav, that it's every place that you're going to live in, and that was talking about the idea of Chadash, and that whether or not the Tanakama said that Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael after the land was conquered and settled. And Rabbi Eliezer said, no, it means right when they go into the land of Israel and throughout the entire world. So Bishlaman Dhamma Moshav Komakum Shatam Yoshim Mashma, and that's talking about Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu Dhsiv, Yochlu Me Avur Ha'aretz Mimachras HaPesach. This is referencing when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and they would eat the stuff, the produce of the new land on the day after Pesach, meaning the 16th of Nisan, when they bring the carbon Omer. So it's Vayochlu Me Avur Ha'aretz Mimachras HaPesach, which means Mimachras HaPesach Achol Meikar Lo Achol. They ate from the day after Pesach, but not before that. Alma, what does that mean? What do we see from here? Beep, turn the page. Lamed Ches. We see that Akruv Omer V'Hadar Achol. First they brought the carbon Omer, and only then they ate. Which means the Chadash happens immediately. Happens right away. And that's why they have to go and have to wait to bring the carbon Omer. That works nicely. El Laman Da Omer. La'acha Yerusha of Yeshiva, only after Yerusha and Yeshiva does that Isser come into effect. So then what's Pshat? Why did they wait till the carbon to be able to eat it? Why did they wait till it was Yashan? Nechal Alta, they could eat it immediately. What's going on? It's Gemara, lo havutzrichi. No, really, they were allowed to eat it right away. But they didn't need to eat it right away, because they still had food, they still have what to eat. Rashi says, Shenistapku min amon shebikleim. They had still were full from the man that they're eating. They ate the man until they came in there. Rashi says, Me'evar yardin ve'elech shehi chashuva me'eretz sichon v'o ked ashkan b'moshe shaya mis'avre likanes la v'kari la tova. Says the Gemara, back in the Gemara, es aman achlu ad bo'am el ketzei eretz kanan. They ate from the moon until they got to Gibeon. Rashi's ba'arvos moav shasham meis Moshe she eretz al mori ve'al svas hayarden shuktas knisas eretz kenan e efshar lomer ad bo'am. So the Gemara now says, well, before that, we're so far so good, and that's what we say, they were still full from the moon. So now the Gemara says, e efshar lomer ad bo'am eretz neshavas. It seems that you can't say that they ate the moon until they're coming to inhabit the land, meaning until they went to Eretz Yisrael, because Shekvar Namar El Ketzei Eretz Kanan, because already said that in the second part of the pasuk that they ate them on only until they came to the border of Kanan, of lands Kanan, and that is before they came into Eretz Yisrael. V'yev Shalomer El Ketzei Eretz Kanan. It seems you can't say that they ate them on until they came to that, because the second part. Second part of the pasuk Shari Kvar Namar. Ad bo'am el eretz neshavas. It already said in the first part of the pasuk that they ate them on until they came to the inhabited land, means until they entered Eretz Yisrael itself. So it seems to be a contradiction from the pasuk itself. First part of the pasuk is saying that they stopped eating the man only after they went into Eretz Yisrael itself. Second pasuk is saying that they stopped having it once they got to the eastern bank of the Yarden before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so how does that work? B'shiva ba'adar meis Moshe u'pasuk man milerid. On the seventh of Adar, Moshe died and the man stopped coming. And they were able to survive in the month that they still had until the 16th of Nisan. So when the pasuk is indicating until the border of Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about the month falling over here, but they still had enough left. They went on for another 39 days until the 16th of Nisan when they're in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the first part is saying. Tanya Yidach. We have another verse that says about the man. Ubnei Yisrael achlu asaman arba'im shana. They ate the man for 40 years. V'cher arba'im shana achlu. They read it for 40 years. V'arba'al arba'im shana chaser shloshim yom achlu. Wasn't it true? It was only for 40 years minus 30 days. That is, for the first month that they left, they actually ate Rashi says they stopped coming Ugos Sotziyam in Mitzrayim. They were able to survive after the Ugos that came in Mitzrayim. Ela Lomer Lecha Ugos Sotziyam in Mitzrayim Tamu Ba'an Tamban. What it's coming to teach you is that the food that they took out from Mitzrayim actually tasted like man. So they had the taste of man for 40 years, not minus nothing, full 40 years. Tanya Yidach B'Shiva Ba'aner Mitz Moshe. Moshe died in 7th of Adar. B'Shiva Ba'aner, Nolad, he was born. Minayin Shebishiva Ba'aner Mitz, how he died in that day? Shemar V'yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem. He died there, Eved Hashem. And Uksiv, V'yivku B'nei Yisrael, it's Moshe, Ba'ar V'smov, Shloshim Yom, they mourned for him for 30 days. Uksiv ayi acharei mos Moshe Eved Hashem, after he died, Uksiv Moshe Avdi Meis v'ata kum avor, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and this is Hashem speaking to Yeshua, and therefore get up and go over the Yarden. Uksiv ifru b'kerev amachne, it says they passed through the midst of the camp, v'tzavos ha'am limor achinu lechem tzeda, and he told everyone to go ahead and prepare food, kibot shloshi yamim, because shloshi yamim metem over his Yarden, you're passing over the Yarden. It says that they went on the 10th of the first month. So it turns out that what? The 30-day period of mourning for Moshe, and then the 3 days of getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, ended on the 10th of Nisan. Same man, Shloshim, Shloshim, Yom, and Mafreya. Go 33 back from Nisan. And Holomata, Shiva, Shiva, Asir, Ba'adar, Mes Moshe was on the 7th day that he died. Shiva, Ba'adar, Nolan Moshe. Hanel Moshe Rabbeinu was actually born on that day. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa! As the pasuk says, "Vayomer aleim ben me'av esrim shana anuchi hayom lo uchal od latzis lover." I'm 120 years old today. I can't come and go. She'ain talmud lomer hayom. I didn't have to say today. My talmud hayom. Malam etcha goes baruch hu Yosef and Malish and Hashem shal sadikim yom liyom mechodesh chodesh. Goes baruch hu. He sets it up from the day to day, from month to month. We saw this Gemara in a few places, Rosh Hashanah and Sota. And Shenemar, Es Mispar Yomecha, Amal Amalei, I'm going to fill up the days. It's going to be complete. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Yomer Bar Yochai, comes and he says, Shalosh Mitzvos Nesav Yisrael, Begin Asa Malar, Yitzvah, 3 minutes of Bnei Yisrael, when they go into the land of Israel, and Ogos, Bein Bar, Bein Mechutz, Arz, and they apply both in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael. V'hu Adin Shinago. We can learn that from a Kal V'chomer, that would be the case of Stephen outside Eretz Yisrael. Uma Chodosh Ein Isur, Isur Olam, and the Mitzvah of Chodosh is not Isur forever, right? It's only until the 16th of Nisan. Vainisur Isra na, and it's Isra's not a Nora, it's just Nan Kotzer Lashachis and Maichel Behema. You're allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to eat it yourself, but you're allowed to go and get Hana from it, right? So you can give it for your animals, V'yesh Hatter Li Suro, and there's a way of mattering the Isra. That is, we're not allowed to eat Chodesh, it becomes Yashin if it goes after, if it's after the 16th. But even on the 16th itself, it can be ended on that day if you bring the carb. Rashi says, B'yom Shishasar Asma Yisuro Mutter, Im Yesh Omer Karv, you bring the Omer. No, you bring Baris Medical, if that applies in both places, then Kilayim. She Yisurin Isra Olam, it's always Asra. Yisurin Isra Hana. Vain hatali surin, you have done these things, and there's no hat to them. And Odin Shinagu Bain Ba'aris Bim Khutzart and the Kavachomer that is going to apply Eretz and Khutzart, not only Khadash, but also Kilayim. V'hudin La'arla Bishtayim. And similarly, when it comes to Arla, with two of those three things, meaning to say that what? That it's it is not Isur Ola, but it still is Husr Bihana, and there's no heter for its Isser. So that also would be something that would be somewhere in both places. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, there he argues, beep, turn the page. Lamed chesam beis, kol mitzvah, shin stavi Yisrael, kol dem kinesos al haaretz. Any mitzvah that was given to Israel before they came into the land of Israel. Rashi says, lan higa kol dem shichnus al haaretz, hainu chovas, hainu chovas, agof, no hegas, bim ba'aretz, bim b'chutz haaretz, it's going to apply in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz haaretz. No hegas, back in the Gemara. But after he came to the land of Israel, it's only going to be noig in the land. That is canceling any sort of debt, if you didn't write a principal over there, right, by a Shemitah, and by the end of the Shemitah year, and letting the servants, the Eved Ivri, go by Yovel. Even though it was already in Sabu after they went to the land, so it applies both in Israel and outside of Israel. He didn't make any exceptions to his rule, and that is that mitzvahs that didn't happen until they go into Eretz Yisrael only are in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it comes out that Chadash, Orla, and Kilayim are only in Eretz Yisrael. Frak the Gemara, Hashmotas Ksafim Chovas Agufi, of getting rid of the debt that someone owes you, that is at the end of the Shemitah cycle, that is, in the Shemitah year, is Chovas Aguf, that's on the body, right? So therefore, why is it not automatically included in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's first rule that any mitzvah in which Yidden were obligated before they entered Eretz Yisrael applies everywhere? Lo nitzicha elichid the Tanya, we needed it for the following braisa. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Omer, v'zed dover dvar ha-shmita shamut. Right, it says that this is the dvar shmita shamut, that shmita is going to go ahead and nullify all the loans. We saw this way back in Moed Katan. The pasuk says, this is the matter of a relinquishment, of the relinquishment, relinquish. B'shtei shmita z'kos medaber. Achas shmita z'karka, v'achas shmita z'ksafim. Two different things, shmita of karka, of land, and that of ksafim, that's owed to you. B'zman shetam misham et karka, tam misham et ksafim. At a time when you do by karka, you do by ksafim as well. By money also, b'zman shetam misham et karka, yetam misham et ksafim, you wouldn't do. When you don't do karka, you don't do ksafim. Meaning, when the yidden are not in Eretz Yisrael, like for example, when they were in the midbar, or if they were in gullus, then you don't have this idea of shmitas ksafim. So therefore, according to Rebbe, the laws of shmitah knocking out the debt didn't apply before the yidden went to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's personal. So therefore, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon had to list this law as an exception to the rule that laws first applying upon entry to Eretz Yisrael do not apply all over the place. Frak the Gemara. Ve'emo, why doesn't we say, b'makom she'ata mesham et karka, ata mesham et ksafim, b'makom she'ein ata mesham et karka, ein ata mesham et ksafim. So in a place where you're mesham et karka, meaning Eretz Yisrael, therefore you get rid of money also, and in a place that you don't get rid of land, meaning outside of the land of Israel, you would not get rid of shmitas ksafim. It wouldn't be Mesham Ksafim, even where the Yidden is in Eretz Yisrael. So how does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say that the concept of getting rid of all the money, of letting it go, applies all over the place, even outside of Eretz Yisrael? Talmud Lomar, Kikara Shmita LaHashem, Mikol Makom. The Pasuk says at the end of the Pasuk, for a Shemitah, a relinquishment, has been proclaimed unto Hashem, which means mikom makom, in any place, even outside of the land of Israel. Now, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon had said that mitzvos that don't apply until going to Eretz Yisrael are only in Eretz Yisrael. But then he said that there's an exception to that rule, and that is that freeing your Hebrew servants during Yovel. It's an exception. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Shiluach avadim chovas agufi. As of another rule, that when it's Chovas Aguf, that it's going to be Rabbi Shimon's rule that it's Chai before they even go into Eretz Yisrael, meaning all over the place. So what are you talking about? It's an exception. As a Gemara, second that the Chamin, I would have thought, hol, except since it says in the Pasuk, cross some Duror Ba'aretz, that this is talking about getting rid of the Eved Ivri. Yovel, you shall proclaim liberty in the lands. Ba'aretz in b'chutzaretz lo, then that means to say only Eretz Yisrael, not a chutzaretz. Talmud Lomar Yovel he mikol makom. It's Yovel mikol makom, and he's gonna go free. So the Gemara imkain Mike Talmud Lomar ba'aretz. Why does the Taka say ba'aretz, which seems to say that Yovel is only in Eretz Yisrael? It's only gonna apply in Eretz Yisrael, letting the Eved Ivri free. As the Gemara bizman shehadror noeg ba'aretz noeg b'chutzaretz. What it means, ba'aretz means when there's a time that dror, this liberation, applies in Eretz Yisrael, when they're living there, then it applies outside as well. Ein dror noeg ba'aretz, ein noeg b'chutzaretz, but not if it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, then it doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. This is about to start up a whole new sugya. Okay, until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.